Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green.
You get my newsletter?
Red roses too. I see them blue. For me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a rainy day, not a day to work in the garden, and do not get into your gardens today. If you walk in your soils and they're wet, you're going to squeeze the soil, you're going to compact them, and you'll have a real mess. The one thing I want you to look at, though, today is this. Look at your lawn. We've had quite a bit of rain yesterday and last night, and it's coming down pretty good here right now. But if on your lawn or in your garden you're seeing puddles form, it's a sign that you've got clay. And it really is important that you try and break up that clay. And if you can get some liquid gypsum, and it's a soil conditioner, and the liquid gypsum, when you spray it in those areas, will coat the clay particles, preventing them from sticking, and it will improve the drainage on your plant. The name of the company is called Soil Logic. So if you've got puddles, you need some Soil Logic to break apart the clay, and you'll have bigger carrots, bigger beets, because the clay is holding it together. Now, just before the break, we were talking with Sally about her oak tree. And they built a new leaching field, and they added 3 feet of soil underneath her oak tree. Not a good thing. What you need to do is you need to encourage the root system that's 3 feet in the ground to come up to the surface. So what you'll need to do, first of all, you cannot have 3 feet of soil up against the trunk of your tree. So you're going to have to pull that soil away from the trunk of the tree. Just the soil up against it will rot the bark. So clean the soil away from the tree. You may have to take some cinder blocks or something like that, create a wall, but you should be at least 3 feet or more away from the trunk of the tree, so that's at the normal level. Now, what you'll need to do is to get like a soil auger. And if you go to a hardware store, you can buy a soil auger that you can attach to your drill. Drill a hole. Auger could be about 2 inches in width. Drill a hole till you hit the existing grade, and then put a good handful of something like tree tone or plant tone fertilizer in it. Fill it with some soil, put another handful about halfway up, and that fertilizer will encourage the roots to come up. If you cannot get the roots to come up in that fill, you could lose that side of your tree. So that in time, 2-3 years down the road, you could have a tree that half of it is beautiful and the other half is all dead. And that's because air cannot get to the root system. So you've got to get the roots to grow. Otherwise, you're going to lose that tree. Okay? So get some food on there and encourage it to move up. And then you'll be okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's next?
We have Dan from Cape Cod, and he has a question about evergreen trees.
Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning.
Morning.
We've got a rainy day here in West Hyannisport.
Yes.
All right, my question's about Christmas trees. We bought last 4 years, we've bought live Christmas trees, and we enjoy them on the deck, put lights on them. Then I plant them in the end of the winter with a big hole, lots of compost. So they're really taken care of. But two of them are growing. The top is growing very tall. It's like a two-foot stalk. They're only about 7 to 8 feet tall. I was wondering if I could cut the top.
You can prune some of that leader. You don't want to take it all the way off, but you could remove anywhere from a third to half of that leader, and that will encourage that top of the tree to fill in and become a lot fuller looking. If you take that leader off totally, what's going to happen is side shoots will develop, and you'll end up with a double leader, and you'll lose that nice cone shape. So take up anywhere from a third to half off if it's 2 feet long, so you can take off as much as a foot. Side shoots will develop, and over the next year or two, keep an eye on it to make sure that you do not get a double leader forming on it. If two leaders begin to come out, take the one that looks the best, save it, and the other one, remove it, so that it will continue to grow straight up without creating a fork. Otherwise, you're going to lose that nice conical shape. And once the plant gets established and gets growing all by itself, it will continue to grow normally. It's just right now, it's new, it's in a new home, new soil, new growing conditions, and it has to adapt to it. And if you're feeding it heavy, that could be encouraging a lot of growth on the top of that plant. The other thing that you want to do, too, is in late August, early September, your tree is going to make a lot of new growth, probably around 6 to 8 inches side shoots. If you want to lightly shear it so that the branches continue to grow uniformly, that is the time of the year that your Christmas tree growers in Canada and in New England are shearing their Christmas trees in the fall. That sets up the plant to make more buds to stay nice and thick. So don't be scared. Pruning will make the plant better. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next we have John from Cape Cod with a question about bare berries.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning,
Hi,
Paul.
John. Yes, good morning.
I have a bearberry, not bayberry, but bearberry patch, ground cover, and it occasionally gets patches of clover, some grasses, and other broadleaf weeds. Is there anything I could treat it with to get rid of the clover and such without damaging the bearberry?
Well, the problem is that bearberry is a broadleaf plant, and so is clover. So if you put in a weed killer to get rid of the clover, you're going to hurt the bearberry. So what I would suggest that you do is you're going to have to hand pull the bed and cleaning it right now. So the main reason that you need to do it now, your clover is getting ready to make a bloom, if it already hasn't. And once it makes a bloom, it will make seeds that will be shot, like out of a cannon, as the seed pod dries, and it will make the bed even worse. So if you can take, let's say you get home from work, grab yourself a bottle of beer, bring the radio, sit down in that bed, and spend a half an hour to an hour, and do a little bit every day or a couple days a week, and eventually you'll pull everything out. As you get an area done, you can buy a pre-emergence weed preventer, and that's something that you can also do right now. There's something called Preen. Ortho has a weed preventer. Scott has a weed preventer that you can apply. It's a granular product. You would apply it. In fact, you could do it today. It's a perfect day for it. You would broadcast this granular product in your bed where your bayberry is. And it will kill and prevent seeds from germinating in that bed. So as you clean it, if there are any seeds that are there, it will prevent them from germinating. And if you've gotten to the routine that once a year in the early spring, during April, beginning of May, but in April I would prefer you do it, if you were to add these granules to it, it will prevent any future infestation of broadleaf weeds and grasses. So there's no magic bullet. You're going to have to hand pull them, then put down the pre-emergence control, and you will be in great shape. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors.
Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Next up, we have John from New Hampshire with a question about peach trees.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, Paul, I got a question. Last year, I bought a couple of real peach trees, right? They're not very tall, about 6 feet tall, but skinny little things, about an inch in diameter. And this year here, they grew really well. And
great.
They ended up with peaches on them. I got a couple of questions. They're crooked. I didn't tie them up, and they're growing crooked. And on one side, there's no branches. And I'm wondering, can I straighten those trees out, and how would I get branches on the other side, and what do I do about the peaches?
Okay. What you want to do is you need to straighten up that tree now, because as it gets bigger, if you think it's crooked now, and all the growth continues to grow in that direction, it's going to start to lean more and more and more. And if you get a heavy crop, the tree is going to come down, or we get a good winter snowstorm, and your tree is going to bend over and break. So you're going to need to go to the hardware store, your garden center, and get a staking kit, and you're going to need to pull that tree so that it is growing nice and straight again. Okay, so get it up nice and straight. You can either use a three-wire system with three stakes, or you can get a couple of 2x2 oak stakes and put one on each side and pull that tree back so that it's perfectly straight. You need to train it right now. Now is the time. Well, it's only an inch thick. Once it gets to be 2, 3, 4 inches thick, it's not going to be trainable. So get it nice and straight. For this year, leave it alone as far as pruning it. Main thing, get it up straight, fertilize it, get some tree tone fertilizer, and feed that plant really good. If you've got a branch that's really going out of whack and it's a lot longer than the others, prune that one so that it's the same size as the others. next spring is when you would take your pruners and you would cut back that plant. All of the branches that are on there right now, prune them back by one third. Don't be scared. Take the pruners out, go to that plant and say, I'm doing this for your own good, and re-prune the whole plant, shape it. That will encourage new branches to develop. But for this year, concentrate on getting it to grow straight up in the air. Again, snow is going to be a problem, and when the fruit does get heavy, it's going to continue to bend it, and you'll never get it straight. So while it's young, train it to do what you want. A little bit of selective pruning now, but next spring, give it a good whack. Okay? Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next, we have John from Rhode Island with a question about his geraniums.
John from Rhode Island, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question on geraniums. I've got a pot, four geraniums planted. The green foliage is doing very, very well, but I don't get any blossoms.
How much sun are you getting, John?
Well, I put it in the full, where it would get full sun, but it just, the green grows, but I don't see many. I see little tiny ones coming, but it's been quite a while.
Have you fertilized it at all, John?
I may have once.
Do you eat every day, John?
I use Miracle-Gro liquid.
Okay. What I'd like to have you do, John, is this. If you really want those geraniums to bloom, they need to be fed on a regular basis. And like you, I get busy, and I know that I can't feed them as often as they really need to. So I want you to buy a fertilizer called Osmocote. It's a little BB-shaped time-release fertilizer, and if you can put some of that in your container, right on the surface, and every time it rains or you water, that plant will be fed for the next 3 months. Osmocote. Put that on it, and you'll be all set for the entire summer. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Well, the weather's rainy. We've had a very up-and-down start for the lawn. And for those of you that have not planted grass yet, it's not too late. As long as you can water the seed on a regular basis, and if you had planted a few days ago, you would have been in great shape with all the rain that we've had yesterday, today, and probably Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's going to be showery. Don't panic. You can still plant grass seed now, again, as long as you can water it. But what you want to do is to be aware of the different seed blends. And the first mistake that most people do is they'll try and save a dollar. They'll buy a blend of grass seed that's less money. They don't read the label. And on the back of the bag where it lists all of the varieties, you're buying annual. And you might say, well, that's not a bad thing. You know, it's annual. Well, the problem with an annual grass is it will come up really fast, look beautiful. But in the fall, when we get cold weather, annual dies. So next spring, half your lawn is gone. So you need to buy perennial. You need to buy grass that does not need a lot of fertilizer and a lot of care. A grass seed that will go in the sun or the shade. Well, there is a grass seed like that now. It's called Echo Lawn. It was developed in Canada because in Canada you can no longer use chemicals in your yard. Brand new law took effect last year. No more chemical weed killer. So if you've got crabgrass, you have to use organic. If you have broadleaf weeds, you have to do organic. And it's hard. It's a lot more work. So if you can develop a grass seed that will do better, you're ahead of the game. Well, to tell you about this new blend of grass seed is Miriam Goldberg. The name of the company is Wildflower Farm, and the grass seed is called Echo Lawn. Miriam, good morning.
Good morning to you, Paul.
How was everything with Miriam today? A little wet?
Oh, absolutely spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. It's great weather, actually. And we've had a very extended, cool, rainy spring, which is ideal for lawn seeding and for getting a good lawn established. I loved what you were talking about earlier about people not reading the labels carefully and going with annual grasses. The thing about EcoLawn that's so extraordinary is that it germinates quickly, but it grows slowly. Pretty much almost all lawn seed blends, whether they're annual or perennial, except EcoLawn, will grow very quickly, which means you are mowing every week in the spring and more when it's rainy like this. The EcoLawn grows, it germinates quickly, but it grows slowly. So that means you're mowing once a month. Once a month. And the EcoLawn has deep roots that go down as it matures, 9 to 14 inches, so it sources its own water and nutrients. So that means once it's established, you never need to water it, and it needs minimum fertilizing, if any, at all. And it lives for a very long time. It's a perennial lawn. It comes back year after year and grows in so thickly over time that it crowds out weeds. It's amazing stuff.
Now, the main things that I like about your EcoLawn, this is a grass seed that will grow any place. And
that's right.
I had a problem. I had a problem in my yard. Backyard, a lot of big tall oaks and pines, and
mm-hmm.
I want to keep it shaded back there because I have dogs, and the dogs have a place to go if it's going to be really hot out. Sometimes they want to just sit on the deck and get the sun, but when it's hot, they go in the shaded area, and I could never get anything to grow there. Well. You gave me a bag.
Yeah, well, this
I scratched
works.
It
this
in. I put it in, and it's growing underneath these big, tall trees.
Yeah, people cannot believe their eyes when they see how beautifully it grows in the shade, as well as in the sun. And in acidic soils under oak trees or pine trees, it's phenomenal. It grows naturally in those areas, and it's very, very vigorous. The other thing we haven't mentioned yet, Paul, is that the blades of the EcoLawn are very, very fine. And you can cut it like a regular lawn, but to walk on barefoot, oh my goodness, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really nice and soft. And, you know, the other thing, and it's really amazing because we had talked about cutting. And with
mm-hmm.
all this rain, I just can't mow the grass enough. The area where I planted the EcoLawn, the dogs, especially when it's wet, they don't like to go outside and go to the bathroom in tall grass because I have
mm-hmm.
little dogs. So they go in this area where the EcoLawn is. The grass stays much shorter. They don't come in the house sopping wet like they do when they go in the other part of the yard. So it works
mm-hmm.
out really well for there, too. But the other thing, too, is this is a grass seed that you can plant on the side of the road where most grasses won't grow. If you live in the Northeast and we have a winter with a lot of snow, the snowplow is coming in with the rock salt and the sand, and your average lawn is all killed by the road salt. EcoLawn
mm-hmm.
will tolerate the salt from the snowplow.
That's correct. That's correct. There have been a number of wonderful studies done about this Ecolon blend and how remarkably salt tolerant it is. These incredible grasses that make up the Ecolon tolerate mediocre nutrient depleted soil. They tolerate salt. They tolerate ignoring mowing the lawn because you can mow it once a month or, and this is something we haven't talked about yet, you cannot mow it at all. And the blades are so fine, it will actually fall over under its own weight and only get about 3 to 3.5 inches tall. For those slopey areas that are really impossible to mow or an out-of-the-way area where you just want a kind of a relaxed lawn look, it's a nice alternative.
You're really correct with that. If you've got a steep banking and you don't want to put down the bark mulch and you need to have something there to hold it to prevent erosion, the Ecolon plant that there does very, very well. And because it only grows 3 or 4 inches tall, you don't have to mow. And if you've got a steep banking, it really becomes dangerous to try and mow on a hill like that.
Yes, really, it is a very dangerous thing. And then another people are always wondering about is, well, do I have to rip out my old lawn in order to have an Ecolon? And the answer is absolutely not. You can overseed your existing lawn with an overseeding program, and it works beautifully. Over time, you can convert your lawn into an Ecolon, as well as, of course, starting from scratch with a new area. Both processes work absolutely beautifully, and visually, the Ecolon blends in very well with your old high-maintenance lawn.
Now, once the grass is established, how often would you feed that lawn? Once a year? 5 times a year?
In general, I'll start with the generalization, and then I'll give you some specifics as well. In general, I recommend top dressing with good compost that you've made yourself or something you've purchased. And you would do that in the spring and, if you want, in the fall. Once a year is a great idea. Twice a year is lovely. The exception to that is if you've got a super sandy soil. Ecolon will grow in a very, very sandy or gravelly soil. In fact, people use it on their septic beds quite regularly with great success. But in those areas, you do want to top dress in sandy and gravelly soils, top dress with a compost or use a natural fertilizer of some sort. That will definitely enhance the health of the area. But most people aren't really trying to grow a lawn in close to pure sand. So if you are growing in Ecolon in close to pure sand, then yeah, top dress in the spring and the fall. And then the Ecolon works and thrives.
Now, once we get into July and August, a lot of towns will have water bans. Mm-hmm. What do we need to know about Ecolon in towns that are kind of notorious for having a water ban every single summer?
Okay. Well, if you're establishing a new lawn or nurturing an overseeding project, then you will definitely want to make sure that you have begun that project, put the seed down by the end of June. If you know you've got water bans coming up, because the Ecolon in ideal circumstances, as newly seeded areas, you want to water it. Those are the ideal circumstances. So, on the other hand, it's important to say that Ecolon has been on the market in Canada for over 15 years, and there are many, many, many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Ecolons where seeding was put down and never watered, and it still works beautifully. So it's occasionally you will find that if you've seeded really late and it's a particularly dry, sunny area, it will struggle and then find its stride by the fall with a little bit of overseeding. But in most cases, you're fine as long as you seed within the cool, moist periods that are available to us, May and June, and then September and October.
So it's still not too late to plant a lawn now, as long as you can water, and if you can get a if you can set your seed in the ground now, and you're able to water through June, early July, you should not have a problem in getting that lawn established.
That is correct. That is correct. Absolutely. You do want to apply a bit of common sense. So just to repeat myself, if you have a very sandy, full sun-exposed site, you will want to coddle it a little bit through its first summer because it's a baby lawn. The roots have not gone deep down into the earth yet to support its growth. Once that lawn, even if it's in full sun, sandy soil, is fully established, it will thrive even without watering. So after this
wonderful
first summer, that young lawn will mature into a low-maintenance, deeply drought-tolerant lawn. The eco-lawns, once they're established, whether they're in the sun or the shade, require no watering at all, and they will stay green even during a nightmarish New England drought.
Wonderful. Miriam, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling our listeners about it. And check out the website, www.wildflowerfarm.com. You can find out where you can purchase the grass seed, and you'll get all the information about the seed blend.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of four pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Then we can talk. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are broadcasting live today at Campbell's True Value in Agway on Main Avenue in Farmingdale, right near Gardner. So if you're in the area, come on down, say hello. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to help you with all of your gardening problems. So, you know, it's a rainy day. You can't work in the yard. Bring me a bug. Bring me a weed or some type of a fungus that's beginning to develop in your lawn or in your garden, and we can talk it over and we can solve that problem for you. Tom, who's up next?
Next we have Stephen from Massachusetts wondering what to plant in the cemetery.
Stephen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a question. We have a family plot. The cemetery, it's a good distance from me. I only get there a couple times a year, and I'd like to put a perennial in there, but it's in dense shade under an oak tree, and I'm wondering if there's any kind of perennial that has some kind of color that can take deep shade and is drought tolerant.
Okay. Well, the first thing that you'll need to do, Stephen, is you'll have to condition the soil before you plant. And if you can use a product called Soil Moist, you can buy Soil Moist at all the garden centers, nursery, and some of the Agway True Value stores. It looks like rock salt. And when you mix it with your soil, it will expand 200 times in your soil. So it will prevent your plants from drying out. And like for a whiskey barrel, a size of a whiskey barrel, all you need is a couple of tablespoons. That's it. And because it will expand 200 times. And each of the little granules that are like rock salt will get bigger than your thumb. The root will grow inside of it. As it needs water, it will pull it out. And this little gelatin-type growth will shrink. When it rains, it will swell up again. So it's a great way to hold moisture in the soil, much better than peat moss. So if you started with putting some compost, mixing it well in the ground, putting some soil moist to help condition the soil and to retain moisture better, that would help you a great deal. Now, plants for color. Hosta, beautiful foliage, green and white, or bluish tinge of foliage on it, even some yellow and green or yellow and white. That would be probably number one. Another good perennial is something called coral bells. And the new coral bells of today are unbelievable. When I first started gardening, they were green with a little pink-colored bell on them. The coral bells of today come in red foliage, yellow foliage, orange foliage, purple foliage, all kinds of different combinations. So coral bells would be very, very good for you to use in a situation like that. A stilbe is just getting ready to bloom right now, and that will bloom for a real long time. And it's something that you can buy different heights that will give you pinks and whites and reds, but 18 inches, 2 foot, or even 3 foot, depending on what you want for height. So those are some pretty good ideas, but coral bells with a colorful foliage, when it's done blooming, you would have foliage that's red, yellow, orange, pink, all kinds of different combinations, so that you may not have a bloom, but you'd have colorful foliage, just like the hosta does. And all of your perennials will bloom in the neighborhood of 4 to 6 weeks. After that, it's just leaves. So if you went with something with colorful foliage, you'd be in much, much better shape. So that's what I would try for. Coral bells, astilbe, hosta. Another good one is bleeding heart. And there is a miniature bleeding heart that will only grow about 18 inches, pink or white blossom. And there is the standard that will get up as high as 3 feet. So you got quite a few things. And if you can get them in during the rainy part of the year, spring or fall, give them a chance to get established, you'd be in much better shape. To try and plant them in July, with nobody watering, you may have a problem. So get them in as soon as you can.